Well, of course, we all know that the silver bullet here for our economy is going to be a treatment or a vaccine. Likely that one of these are going to come about in the short term. Look, we don't know what the real denominator even is of this virus. Is it five times worse than the flu? Or is it the fact that we have no idea how many people have had it or currently have it? Or I don't know if we're ever going to know that unless we do full-scale testing on most of the population. I believe that if that were to be done, that we're going to see the death rate come down dramatically once we realize how many people have had this and gotten through it okay. So I don't know that until we see those numbers, if we ever do, what it's going to mean. Look, we've already endured about 16 million job losses over the last 3 weeks. I like what the New York Fed said over the weekend. They indicated that we have to look at this as it is not a financial or economic event, something I've been saying for a long time. And they use an example of a nationwide Hurricane Katrina. And that's the only way we can really look at that. Now, maybe from that, we can extrapolate some numbers and how it might continue to impact the economy. One thing is for certain, it is hard to see for some, not for me, because I said for a long time, this is going to be a U-shaped recovery. Now some are saying that it's hard to see that it's going to be a V-shaped recovery. But I do think this. I do think the bottom may have been put in. And I wasn't saying that last week. It could very well be that we saw the bottom of the market. What it means is we could see some stability of bouncing around the bottom from here. We've got a little bit of economic data coming out. Industrial production is coming out for March. That's not likely to be a very good number for sure because everything is pretty much stopped. We are getting housing start and building permit numbers. I am curious to see those numbers to see what they might look like, but probably not going to look very good. We're going to get retail sales numbers ex autos. That'll be a very negative number in all likelihood. Last week, we did see consumer price index still in positive territory, 0.1%. That would probably be because of gas prices being so low. The NFIB, the Small Business Index, did finally go below 100, indicating that there is a little bit more lack of confidence than confidence in the economy. And of course, I don't know what else we would expect. These people are doing nothing, small businesses, and certainly being helped dramatically, hurt dramatically by this. All right, we'll continue to see how things go and watch where consumer sentiment is going. That is going to drop dramatically. That'll be somewhere in the 70s in all likelihood. So let's just keep watching, see if anything develops by way of treatment or vaccines. That would be helpful this week. Other than that, we're going to continue to stay calm. And I've got a sneaky suspicion that in the next month or so, we're going to be able to reap or at least look at some of the benefits we may have from being steadfast and staying in the markets. I'll see you in a few hours. I hope you have a great day. God bless.